Lorain High head coach Dave McFarland has joined us here at the table. I don't know if I should announce this publicly or not. Dave and Tom are pretty good friends, so we'll see how this interview unfolds.
Could get ugly.
Now, how far back do you two go?
Well, wait a minute. First of all, you pull a highlight from a game we lost.
But it was a great highlight.
What the hell kind of friend are you?
Dalen Dower weaving his way down the field. It was a great highlight. You just didn't hear it.
2 years ago, I was your good luck charm.
Out good.
2 years ago, I was your good luck charm. You notice last year they wouldn't let me work any of your games?
Yeah, if you're not there, they're not welcome.
So how far do you two go back?
I think it's 1996. I went to Berea. And it's just kind of a funny story in Berea. And I always joke that Tom's the only guy in Berea that liked me. But we go back a long way. I used to travel into Berea, and on Friday nights I'd stay at Tom's place because we'd get up Saturday morning and work. And I don't know. He's been a great, loyal friend of mine. He's as good as they get, high-integrity guy. So I'll claim him.
Actually, the loyalty goes the other way because I was going through a tough time in my life, and I was a single parent and thought for sure that I was going to have to get out of coaching to take care of my kids. And Dave says, baloney. You bring the kids to whatever you need to bring them to. They ride the bus.
Well, my wife's listening, and she knows I didn't say baloney.
Well, right. I can't say it on the air, Dave. You're coaching, and it was a great thing for me. But it just speaks to who Dave is as a person, and he got me through a really tough time personally, and it helped me in more ways than I could ever thank Dave for. So
okay, awesome. But he still owes me a couple beers.
Well, I'm trying to get out of it. Can't you tell by the way that I led into that? But
jeez, oh man! And that moment brought to you by Hallmark. Wow, what was that all about? Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So let's talk Titan football, man. I know you always get jazzed up when the start of the season is right around the corner. We'll be streaming your opener against Brunswick, so that'll be on Stream 3 on the Medina County matchup. But just talk about the expectations and what the goals are for Lorain football in 2019.
Well, you know, I feel about those kids. We got a great, great group of kids, as always, and I'm happy with how hard they work. We had a great practice today. I feel like we drive them real hard, and our expectations are high that they do the right things on and off the football field. I return a really nice group of kids. We don't return very many kids. I think it's 8 kids. But Tyshawn Lighty and Dalen Dower and Savon Chavis and Jordan Jackson are 4 pretty special kids.
Yes, they are.
And we also had a freshman center last year, Jacob Addis, that's coming back. So we got a couple kids. But we've had a great camp. We scrimmaged Akron Hoban and Glenville, and we're trying to find players, trying to find offensive and defensive linemen and linebackers and fill all that in. But camp's been fun, and like I said, I'm real proud of our Lorain kids.
Dave, do you like to scrimmage up to say, hey, let's find out what we got. Let's go play some people that traditionally are really, really good. Not that you want to get smoked, but just to say, let's see where we're at.
Yeah, I'll play Hoban anytime in a scrimmage. I don't want to play a game with him.
I said scrimmage.
No, I don't know. When we first came to Lorain, I always felt like we needed to get some guys, some scrimmages where our kids could have success and feel good. And when the coach called me, they couldn't find a scrimmage. And I thought it would be a great opportunity for us to go up against one of the elite teams in the country and see how we fare and see if we can, you know, physically – step up and punch somebody in the mouth and get punched in the mouth and still go back at it. So I was proud of our kids. Obviously, Hoban's pretty good, but I was just proud of how resilient we are, and we really got after it.
Tom.
Dave, you scored 36 points a game last year. You going to play any defense this year?
Well, we scored 36 points. You didn't say how many we gave up. Yeah, we're going to score as many as we can, man. The football's changed since we played it. We throw it all over the lot, and it's wide open.
That's what I want to lead into because the Dave McFarland, you know, and you got Bill Grooms over there that wants to run the counter on every down.
Yeah.
And this is a whole different game.
No, it's completely different. When I think about when we played and we handed the ball off tackle every play, and games were 7-6 and so forth, and it's so wide open now. But like I said, we got skill guys on the outside, and Jordan Jackson's a pretty good quarterback. If we can protect him, I feel good about our offense. Defensively, we've got to make things happen on the defensive side of the football. We've got to find some defensive linemen and linebackers, but I feel good about who we have. And we have a scrimmage on Saturday, and hopefully we can find a fill in a few more positions.
I need to clarify something, because whether you knew this or not, Dave was the leading passer in Lorain County his senior year, because every time he threw a pitch out to Al McKinney, they counted that as a pass.
Brian Thomas, I'm sorry. Every time
he threw a pitch out to Brian, they counted that as a pass. Nah. Pass completion. Rattay did. That, in his book, that was a pass. So Dave was the leading passer in Lorain County that year.
That's about the truth.
Well, speaking of you being a quarterback, you've had some great quarterbacks over the years as a coach. And I marvel at the way you coach your quarterbacks, because you give them so much freedom, Dave. I remember a couple of years ago, Sturgill, who ends up being Lorain County Golden Helmet winner, he's calling every play out there. You literally let them call the plays. First of all, talk about that philosophy, and then talk about Jordan Jackson and how good. You said he could be pretty special. He's impressive, but just talk about what level you think he could play at. The next level, I mean high school-wise.
Well, you know, the quarterback's standing right there, and he can see everything, and we're all standing on the sidelines, really can't see anything, and you can't really tell how people are lined up. So probably the best guy to call a football play is the quarterback. That's how I always felt about it. And so
as a quarterback, yeah.
right. So, I don't know, we've had good success with that philosophy, and we obviously call plays too, and sometimes we do huddle and call traditional plays, but it's fun to go fast and let him go and run plays that he's comfortable with.
Same this year? You're just going to let him do his thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's not just do your own thing.
I get it. No, I get it.
We spend all damn day Sunday and working on the opponent film, and this is how, when we see this, we want to do that. And so it takes a lot of time and effort, but Jordan is willing to put that time in.
And he's got the athletic ability to be a very special QB. Right. He's a big young man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he is, and he's worked hard, and I'm very hard on him at practice, and he seems to rise up to expectations.
Winning culture at Lorain. I mean, you've had playoff teams the past couple of years. Obviously, last year didn't get to postseason, but just talk about that mindset. And I know at the beginning when you got hired and you talked about what you sat and chatted about with Brian Corey to turn this thing around. Are you there now?
Well, I think it's just about being a good person. You can't be a jerk off the field and then come out on the field and all of a sudden be a disciplined, focused athlete. So, you know, we work real hard on trying to have character and do the right things in school and do the right things in the community. And obviously, if you have discipline in your life, then you got discipline on a football field. Football, everybody thinks it's a muscle game, a brawn game, but it's a mental game, and there's a lot of adjustments that have to be made on a snap of a ball. So it's really a thinking man's game, and if you can't make good decisions, you can't be a good football player. So we work real hard on doing the right thing all the time, and I am very happy and very proud of where our kids are.
Tom, final question. I'll let you ask it since you guys are best friends.
Dave, the schedule. Brunswick, I believe, probably a much improved team this year, followed by Avon. You come right out of the blocks with a couple tough ones. Do you focus on getting ready for Brunswick, or are you focusing on 10 weeks?
Well, we're focused on today. You know me, Tom. I mean, I was upset over someone lining up wrong today. But, you know, Brunswick, traditionally, you and I used to play Brunswick. They were a powerhouse, and it's a beautiful facility down there. They got a lot of kids, and so they got some advantages maybe that we don't have, but we got to go to their place. And they're a good football team. They play in an awful tough conference. So we're going to have to play mistake-free football and just get focused on Brunswick. And I know everybody says it, but really, I don't know. I was listening to someone the other day talking about how miserable head coaches are. It's 1 week at a time, and if you win, all that happens is everybody expects more from you. And if you lose, you're miserable. Either way, it's not really probably going to be happy until the season's over.
Are you going to stop sending Curry to Canada to find these teams from Canada to play so you can just play 10 teams from Northeast Ohio? Well, he goes on a fishing trip and comes back with four games on his schedule for you. What's that all about?
Well, yeah, but there's there's all these Canadian schools that don't know how to play, and he gets the one that is the best one up there to come down here. I don't know what's wrong with him, but we got a good schedule. We just got to play good football.
The Canadian. I like that, man. I like that.
Well, the all funny right. thing is my I have a friend now that's a Canadian and is all excited about the Canadians. So I hope that she votes for the Titans on that day instead of the Canadians.
Now, you said coaches are miserable. You're not a miserable coach, although you are one of the more tightly wound coaches I deal with on a game night. You sitting here at the brew kettle, you're awesome. You got the hat on, the flowered shirt. I mean, game night, you walk up to Dave, it's a whole different Dave McFarland.
Well, it's pretty serious, right?
Yes, I mean, it is.
We lose, Corey's going to fire me after the game.
No, so. I'm sure that's going
to
happen.
Which that wouldn't be all bad because then I could go to Key West, right?
Although I will say, we did an Elyria-Lorraine game a couple of years ago. Kevin Fell was one of the most relaxed coaches that I ever saw on a sideline.
Right.
Kevin goes, look at McFarland over there because he had the flowered shirt on. It's like he's had a night at the beach.
Well, I think I was born to be on a beach. You know, we all have a destiny. I just haven't fulfilled mine yet.
He wants me to take an administrative position in Key West, and he'll come down and coach the football team.
I'm in. I'm all in.
That's a match made in heaven, I'll tell you that. All right, my friend, I've got that Avon game. I know you love it when I show up, don't you, Dave?
I always love to say, well, hell yeah, you did my daughter's wedding and did a great job. So, you know, that was an awesome night. So.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about the sports casting. He talks about the DJ work. Yeah,
there you go.
Well, he was spinning 70s music.
Yeah, you're in heaven.
Good stuff, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Love that guy, Dave McFarland.